I have spaces in the closet of my heart, and they're stinky. So I thought that this message was, you know, a meaningful message, and that's why I kept it. And all week, I've been working, you know, trying to put the message together, type it out. And I just was so frustrated. I joked earlier about the kids being wanting to play hide and seek in my closet. And I don't know if y'all are going to get this or not, but I get it. I didn't want them to see my closet that was messy, disorganized, not everything put where it's supposed to be put. Because the rest of the house is. I didn't want them to see their granny that way. I want them to think I'm all that. And I got it together. All the time. You're probably sitting there saying, that's a lot of pride. It is a lot of pride. It is a lot of pride. So in my closet, I have a heart full of pride. And it's to a fault. I have things in my past that are hidden and hurt. And I want to keep them hidden. And because I keep them hidden, they still hurt. And I have a fear of the unknown. No control or lack of control, or what happens if you lose control. And it becomes this huge monster to me. You know, as I read that story, I thought, yeah, Jesus, come hang out with me in the sunroom. What a great sunroom. Wonderful view. The sun shines in. It's comfortable. There's plenty of room. Walls are decorated. Good back porch, too. You can go sit on the back porch, let the breeze through, listen to the birds, be outside in nature. But Lord, I'm not really sure that I want you to come in my closet. I drop those things in my closet, and I have to push them with my foot to get the door shut. Am I really ready to get rid of them? I guess not, because I might need them. They're familiar. I know what to expect from them. Maybe I just want to stay there. And so I play this record over and over and over again. But when I really stop to think about it, and I don't think about fear, and I don't think about what's going to happen if I lose control, I think about the Lord knows what's in that closet. And because He knows what's in that closet, it can stink, because He's not going to leave me. He's going to help me clean the closet out. Now, I'm not going to say that tomorrow I'm not going to have some stinky stuff in my closet again. But I know that He knows. And I know that in order for Him to live in my house, He can't live there as a guest. I can't go clean up the rest of the house and not allow Him to go into my closet. That's not how it works. And the only way I can do that is to surrender to Him and give it to Him. Because I can't fix those things. I can't fix those things that I've buried and hidden. I can't do that in my own strength. He can. So I think Valentine's Day is a perfect day for us to look at our spiritual life. And you could call it an inventory if you want to call it that, but our heart's closet. And to acknowledge what's in there that needs to be released. What's in there that stinks? What's in there that needs to not be there, rearranged or change the priority? But I think if we would be real and not look at it the way that we want others to see it, then the Lord can do something with it. Not how we feel when we're in church, but how we feel when we're at home going about our daily lives. What do we have to do for Christ to be at home in our heart? What are the things that we hold on to just in case we need them?